Jason was watching a great video on YouTube, The Great Elk Run, and the elk that gets left behind, and he forgot to pick a classic cut. I'll tell you what, you get to play two of them tomorrow. Let's do that. We'll make up for it. Jerry Bader Show, 10:06, discussing the absolute demagogic campaign by the left to drum a guy out of his private sector job because 6 years ago he spent $1,000 opposing gay marriage when President Obama opposed gay marriage, then candidate Obama, when candidate Clinton, when most Democrats at that time. You want to know why opinion has changed so fast on gay marriage? People feel feared and intimidated into opposing it. And I said, how do you fight this? An emailer said, imagine if all the national and all the regional and all the local conservative talk show hosts, including this one, told you to boycott Mozilla, which, by the way, I did tell my wife to do. She uses Firefox. She was very disappointed. She hadn't heard anything about this when I told her about it. She's like, really? Yeah. Well, she likes Firefox. She has a decision to make. Is that what we need to start doing? Fighting fire with fire. I have no other answer. By the way, I received an email from a liberal on this that I want to address in just a moment. Phil on the road. Phil, go ahead. Phil did not hang on.
Hello.
Oh, go ahead, Phil. Go ahead. Phil, you're on. Go.
I just can't hear you on my phone.
Well, go ahead. You're on.
You can hear me. That's fine. Anyhow, yep. I did the same thing. I quit using Mozilla. And, you know, Mozilla also makes Thunderbird mail, which has been a real pain in the butt for me because I got like a, I handle about 150 email accounts. So I'm moving all that stuff to Outlook now. But, I just feel that we need to do the same thing that they do and just show Mozilla that there's a lot more conservatives out there than there are these other groups.
Phil, I don't know why you can't hear me, but thanks a lot for the call. Hopefully this isn't going to be a problem, Jason, all of a sudden. But in any event, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. They have had this strategy all to themselves. And that's why it has been so successful. No, his free speech rights haven't been violated. A company can decide, and he was fired. Make no mistake about that. He was forced to resign. He was fired. We have allowed them to do this over and over and over again. And because we don't believe in stifling dissent, we haven't reciprocated. They've tried to shut down every conservative talk show. There's been attempts to intimidate my employer even, but certainly the national shows. This is how they win. And trust me, they are going to go beyond this, and I want to get to that in just a moment. First, though, received an email from a liberal who says, well, how is, he sends a link to a news story from last year. And he says, well, how is what Mozilla did any different than this? It's the story of Scott Walker pulling the appointment of a student regent to the UW Board of Regents because it was learned that the UW Platteville student signed the recall against Governor Scott Walker. So the liberal asks, well, how is that any different? Are you serious? Are you serious? Here's the difference. There is no belief system, or there shouldn't be, attached to the job description of being CEO of Mozilla. Certainly, an elected official has the right to have an appointee share his political views. That's what those appointments are about. And there was no huge public, demagogic, intimidating, harassing movement like there was with Brendan Eich to remove him. Scott Walker decided it was a mistake. He needs someone on the Board of Regents, even a student appointee, who shares his perspective politically. That's what political appointments are about. There is nothing wrong with a litmus test on a political appointment. Being CEO of a company is not a political appointment. And again, the two things are very different in terms of there's nobody called him hateful. Nobody called him a bigot or anything of the kind. Ike is being called anti-gay. There's no evidence he's anti-gay. He's anti-gay marriage. One is now synonymous with the other. Matt in Wood County. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I think the other thing that they need to do is minimalize the people that are speaking immediately, which is the same thing they do to the conservatives. So every time something comes out on the attack, say, well, there goes the gay mafia again, just like they would say there goes the right-wingers or the gun-huggers or the Bible-thumpers.
Matt, let me give you an example on this. Remember Chick-fil-A? And Chick-fil-A's CEO or whoever he is, the family that owns it, he got in trouble for his position, his company's position on gay marriage. Do you remember how conservatives had his back and there was that Chick-fil-A day and the lines looped around forever?
Everybody supported him a lot.
Yeah, doesn't that seem like a long time ago now? Other than conservative talk radio, where are conservatives saying now they're going to boycott Mozilla over this decision? Ray on the road. Ray, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Mozilla user, and I'm thinking back to when Rush Limbaugh had a little kerfuffle about what he said about Sandra Fluke,
mm-hmm.
and Carbonite as a sponsor dropped him.
Yep.
A lot of Rush's listeners dropped Carbonite, and I think they dropped a whole bunch of points on the stock market, lost huge market shares. And I would like to drop my use of Mozilla's products, but who in that industry is any different than they are?
Well, okay, you make a good point here, Ray, I don't know that conservatives won't react. It's very possible that conservatives will quietly say, you know what, to hell with you, I'm not going to use your product anymore. Now, here's something else to think about. I've said throughout this conversation, don't think this is going to be limited to gay marriage. Don't think for a moment that they're going to stop here. This has been their most successful use of this technique. It is not the first use of their technique, of this technique. Probably the widest use has been global warming. Here's the difference between global warming and gay marriage and why it's been more effective with gay marriage. Gay marriage is about people. And as crazy as environmentalists are about the environment, it's still the environment. It's not people. This is more personal. Virtually all of us know gay people. I know gay people. I mean, I know gay people I don't know that I know because they're not public in their expression. But I mean, gays who are openly gay. I know those. Liberals find that impossible to believe. But that's as hard as they've tried to demonize opponents, calling them deniers, hearkening images of the Holocaust. It hasn't been as effective. It's been pretty effective, but not as effective. I want to follow on that point in just a moment. It's James first, right? James and DePere. James, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think that the guy from Mozilla, if he didn't recant his position so fast after the pushback he got from the gay rights movement, then I think that more conservatives would really be behind, this cause. But he kind of came off his position so fast, he kind of, I guess, atoned to the liberal left, and, he kind of, he kind of cowered.
Great point.
I would have more respect for him if he kind of stood behind his position, similar to Chick-fil-A.
He became a man without a country. That's exactly right. Because, you just folded like a broken card table. We can't have your back. Ted on the road. Ted, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. Hey, I was listening to this, and I think what Mozilla did was absolutely, I think it was uncalled for. The guy made a political donation. It was a long time ago. The issue's changed. What I don't see is the outrage from the media on your side. is that this isn't any different at all than what the conservative media did to the Dixie Chicks when they expressed their freedom of speech back in 2003, 2004. And I'd like to hear your perspective on that.
Okay, hang on a second. So you don't think this is any different?
I mean, we're talking about the reaction of each side.
Okay.
I think it's whoever's bread is buttered on which side.
No, hang on, Ted. I'm going to tell you where you're wrong here. Did I say the Dixie Chicks shouldn't be able to make music?
No.
Did any conservative... No, Ted, hang on.
Like this gentleman was punished economically for his...
Well, no. Here, there's a major difference here. Hang on. Because what we said... Now, some radio stations did choose to pull their music. That's exactly right. Why? Here's what would be apples to apples. If liberals stopped using Mozilla but didn't demand that he be fired, we don't care if you keep him or fire him, we're just not using you anymore. That would have been the same thing.
Well, the difference is that this gentleman was damaged economically. The Dixie Chicks were damaged.
That's a commonality that's not relevant here. They were damaged by the free market. He was damaged by demagogic intimidation. All they had to say is, we disagree with your hiring of him and we're not going to use your product. Instead, you get rid of him right now and we're going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They were damaged. I'll tell you why they were damaged economically. Because they pissed off their base. The country music base is very conservative. That's where they got into trouble, Ted. It's similar, but it's not the same. I have a question I have to ask about this yet, but we can take a few more calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1018.
The Jerry Bader Show. Lots of people listen.